By the way, Clark, good morning team. Over to you. Okay, well, let's come on up and we'll hear from you now before morning team.
Series.
Good morning, Commissioner and Councillors.
Good morning.
I have emailed in my brief submissions under both Roger Tuck and Judy Clark. Apologies from Roger and other Fred Isle Farms Limited.
Yes, we've read all of that, thank you, and the additional information that you provided beforehand, so thank you very much for doing that.
Okay. Would you just like me to read my brief?
No, we've already read it, but yes. If you, as with the other submitters, you have an amount of time now to stress the key points to us verbally you'd like us to take on board. If you're happy with what you've already provided in writing, we can just go straight to questions.
Yeah, so no, I'm happy with what I've provided in writing.
Okay, we'll see if we have any questions for you. Just give the panel members time to get your paperwork sorted out. So everyone got the relevant material in front of them?
This is
It's three submissions. So submission 140 by Ms. Clark herself, 141, Julie Clark and Roger Tuck, and then 270 Fred Isle Farms Limited. So you're speaking to the three submissions. So Morris,
I had a question about, you were concerned about the limitation of 150 kilograms per hectare per year of nitrogen. This has been a rule for many years in relation to the application of dairy effluent, and that where you put dairy effluent on, you can't put on more than 150 kilograms. So I wonder how this might limit your operation.
I'm no scientist, I'm just Joe Bloggs farmer, so I'm just worried about limiting this. Always new ideas coming up with how to produce that effluent, so We farm under those conditions at the moment, so sorry, I can't really answer that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my head around your comment about the restriction of Rule 38D on carving. Was it standoff blocks for carving or
carving pegs?
Carving pegs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your interpretation of that is currently your pegs, the discharge isn't collected, or what are you actually saying here?
On our farm, probably at Bryden, we have at the moment three small pads under trees, and each pad will have maybe 30 or 40 cows on it for only 4 or 5 days prior to calving. And we're just concerned that the limiting of one pad per farm.
Okay.
Yeah. We have an area, a rocked area where they are fed baleage on, and a bark area where they calf and sit down and everything on. We clean off the dried effluent during the summertime and spread it on paddocks. Mm. So there's no streams around these areas. We're just concerned that that's going to take away our ability to destock off paddocks during the springtime.
Yeah, so you'd like some classifications around size and location, and is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, righto, thank you.
Yeah. I just don't think that this three small pads would have any more impact than one large pad. So
okay. No, your point's well made.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whereabouts is your farm located?
I'm involved in four farms around the Wyndham area, east and south, and one is at one's at Glenham, which has just won the Balanced Farm Environment Awards for Southland. One is at Menzies Ferry, which is 3-4 kilometres from Edendale. One's at Bryden, which is 3-4 kilometres from Edendale the other way. And one is at Mummerhow, which is 5 minutes out of Wyndham. So all on the east and Southland, Three Rivers catchment.
No, my only comment was around Rule 35 about the number of pads, so we are aware of that.
Yeah.
So.
And I'd just like to ask you about the pads that you had. I think you mentioned you had two types, one with bark chips and one with rock, did you say? I didn't quite catch what you said, that was all.
Yeah, on the carving pads we had, in the pad itself, there is a rocked area where the baleage is fed on for the feed, but on that same pad is the loafing area with the bark chips.
Right.
So it's the one pad, but two different areas on it.
Okay. And is there any kind of effluent collection system, or is it just soaked through the...
Just really, they're fed hay and baleage, and that
yeah.
wasted hay and baleage sort of sucks that
right.
up anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many did you say you had on?
Well, we've got three, so
yeah.
at any time during, it's mainly August, early September, there's 30, maybe 30 cows on each one,
yeah.
but they go up and down as
yep.
cows calve. So.
Okay. Good, thank you very much for coming in and presenting your material to us.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Right, we're now adjourned for morning tea. We'll reconvene at just after 10:20. I just want to check, Rob and Nessa Legg here? Great, well, we'll have you straight after morning tea, and then we'll have Dairy Holdings after that. Right, thank you.
Yeah.